You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul and I'm here today with the man JLD. Thank you so much for having me at your beautiful home, man. Thank you for being on the show. If you guys don't know, John Lee Dumas is the host of the EO Fire podcast. That's Entrepreneur on Fire. And he is the driving force behind people who not only start podcasts, but also start businesses as a whole. He talks about how to be focused. What do we call focus again?
Follow one course until success.
I was going to say flying one course
That's until the drone success. Way.
Yeah. That's actually thanks to your community that we came up with that. But we're here today to talk to John about the Freedom Journal. Now, if you're a DroneU member, you know we're starting a group on the Freedom Journal to kind of work as a collective, to keep people on track, to have someone to answer to. So today, John is going to be telling us about what the Freedom Journal is, what is the purpose, some of the nuances for working around it, and any really tips and tricks to help you get your business started. So, John, when did you decide, I'm going to do the Freedom Journal?
Awesome. Well, first and foremost, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks for being
on the show. And welcome to my home in the lovely island of Puerto Rico. I'm not sure how much of the backdrop the video is picking up, but you got the lovely Caribbean behind us, so I hope you can enjoy that at least a little bit. But for me, I was at about episode 1200 of EO Fire, so about, you know, a year and a half, 2 years ago, and my audience just kind of kept asking me. They're saying, John, like, you've now interviewed over 1200 entrepreneurs. Like, what is the commonality for success? Like, what do they all have that we don't have? Like, what do successful entrepreneurs thrive with? And I did like a deep dive. I thought about it and I realized that the major commonality that my listeners, that my guests have, are they know how to set and accomplish goals. While at the same time, I know that my listeners were struggling with that very same thing. So I said, you know, the last thing people need is just like another like app in the cloud or another PDF that's gonna get lost on their hard drive. Like, I need to make something beautiful, something that's just gonna be an accountability partner that won't let people fail. So that gave me the idea to create a physical product. And I wanted it to be, you know, faux leather, because I'm an animal lover as well as a drone lover. You know, I wanted it to be like gold embossed. I mean, we should actually have one here. I can hold it up
for
you. But I just wanted it to be like something substantial that could really be meaningful to people that were setting a goal that could change their life. And so, you know, I set it on this journey to create the Freedom Journal with the focus of accomplishing one goal, your number one goal, in 100 days. So a very specific goal, your number one goal, in a very specific time frame, 100 days. And again, I wanted to zig when other people were zagging. Everybody was doing the virtual. Everybody was doing the apps and the PDF and the SaaS. I wanted to go back to the core. I wanted to go physical products. So I found the right team to do it. We found the right manufacturer. We found the right distributor. It was a lot of upfront investment, a lot of time and logistics, which again, by the way, is a great thing to do when you can, because that was raising the barrier that other people couldn't just, you know, copy or mimic quickly, because it takes a lot of work to do something like this. January 2016, we launched the Freedom Journal via Kickstarter. We partnered with an amazing company called Pencils of Promise, which is a charity. And that charity builds schools in developing countries, which I'm a big fan of education. And over the course of the 33-day campaign, we did $453,000 in revenue, by the way, from a $39 hardcover journal.
Wow.
So we had over 7,000 backers who bought over 9,000 journals in just a month. We ended up being able to donate over $75,000 to Pencils of Promise to build 3 schools. And
awesome.
To date, you know, we're talking here at the end of December, jeez, we've now sold over 16,000 Freedom Journals. It continues to generate over $25,000 a month in revenue alone, just this journal. And it's just been fun to see people that are literally now on their third journal, just crushing their number one goal, knocking over that domino, starting their chain reaction of awesome, and then going on to the rest. And that's what it's all about.
I don't want to stop you. I know you're just stopping there for, you know, droning on and whatnot. But one thing I didn't hear from you is like, yeah, the numbers, they're huge, but also the lives you're changing. Mm. I mean, seriously, John, you've inspired me and my partners and Drone You, and glad you're about educational podcast. But that being said, you know, what you're doing for people is really astronomical, because what John does is he breaks this down into a formula. He doesn't tell you to set goals. He asks you to set a certain type of goal, right? Like the SMART goals. For people who don't know what a SMART goal is, do you mind telling them really quick?
I'd love to. And I love how you slid in that don't drone on there, because we talked about that.
It could have been a little bit smoother, I'm not going to lie, but hey, you know what? Hey.
First time's a charm, second time's charmer. But no, so I will definitely say, for people that set goals, they set one major mistake. And this is what I realized in the beginning of my research. Like, how do people make the mistake at the beginning of that goal setting process? And the answer to that is they don't set a SMART goal. Now, what's a SMART goal? It's specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, time bound. So quick example, let's say it's January 1st. We wake up a little hungover from New Year's. And we're like, okay, I've been eating and drinking like over the holidays. It's time for me to lose weight. So people would just say, I want to lose weight. And that's good, because it's good if you're overweight to lose weight, but you're only hitting one of those five attributes. You're just getting specific. We need to go all the way down the list. So I want to lose weight, specific. Is it measurable? I want to lose 10 pounds. Now it is. Is it attainable? Well, it is for me, because I've been 165, now I'm 175, so I know I could get down to that weight. Is it relevant? This is something that people skip over, and it's a huge mistake, because the goal has to be relevant to your business and life. I've had people that have gotten to day 80 of the Freedom Journal, and they said, John, like, I'm about to accomplish this goal, but I just realized it's not even gonna make that big of an impact on my life. And I'm like, you obviously skipped over the R in relevant, because that's key to nail down. And then the T is time bound. It has to be time bound. That's where the Freedom Journal thrives. It's 100 days. And even within that 100 days, as you know, we break it down into 10-day sprints. So every 10 days, we have a sprint. So there's 10 of them. We are accomplishing micro goals. So we make sure that you, every single day, know that you are time bound by something that you're doing. So that, guess what? By day 100, you'll have accomplished your number one goal.
I think that's awesome. Do you feel like you accomplished a SMART goal today? You wanted to learn how to fly.
Yeah.
It was time bound. It was pretty relevant.
It was measurable.
It was.
Because I wanted to land. So that was like a measurable goal that I had.
I think you did it.
I landed.
Yeah, you did a great job.
It's on Facebook Live, by the way.
Yeah, if you want to check that out, go to John's page. Where can we check that out?
Yeah, if you just go to Facebook and you just type in John Lee Dumas, go to my Facebook page. You'll be able to see it somewhere in my feed. It'll be pretty high up.
Awesome, awesome. So we've talked about SMART goals. We've talked about the Freedom Journal. Now, one of the things that we're finding with people with the Freedom Journal is really having that, responsibility, having someone to keep you on track. And that's why at Drone You, we're having a group of guys kind of do it together. It's kind of like, you know, not only do they get the camaraderie, it's like a mastermind group. Mm-hmm. And I don't think a lot of people truly understand the idea of a mastermind group. You know, this isn't really the full kind of full mastermind type idea. It's really just going to be webinar based. I'm sure, I don't even know if you do this or not. I probably should have asked you before the podcast. But we think it's something where drone pilots who are creating drone-based businesses can really use the Freedom Journal and the group together, because we're all trying to hit like-minded goals. Do you think, once someone hits their goal with the Freedom Journal, what's the next step?
So I look at my first big goal that I set and then accomplished, and that was back in 2012. That was the launch of my podcast, EO Fire. So what happened? Well, I set the goal. I accomplished that goal in 100 days, like following a very structured formula, and I launched EO Fire. Now that's great, but that doesn't mean that all of a sudden I win or I'm done. It means, okay, now the work begins. Like, what's next? And you know, this is something that we can talk about a little bit later, because I've actually created another journal specifically for this moment in time when you get there. Yeah.
What is that called?
So this is called the Mastery Journal.
You can't tease us.
I was trying to tease you, but
everyone's like, everyone's so honed in on this. You know, We've gotten so many questions from you guys about the Freedom Journal, why I've been talking about it so much. And the reason is because it works for people. It is a formula that you have mastered, and it works for people. So I'm guessing that since people have mastered the formula with the Freedom Journal, that's now the Mastery Journal. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so, you know, again, for me, like, getting to that 100 days and knocking over that huge domino of launching a podcast, I accomplished that goal, but now I woke up on day 101, and I'm like, okay, like, now I've done this, how do I keep the momentum going? How do I amplify the success that I've had so far? Like, how do I continue to go from success to success and really keep up the heat, so to speak? And I realized, okay, I need to really make sure that every single day that I'm being productive in what I'm doing. I'm being disciplined in my tasks, and I'm remaining focused. And again, that's follow one course until success, or flying one course until success if you're in drone. And for me, that was, okay, how can I master those three skills? I spent the last 4 years mastering those three skills. And let's start with productivity real quick. How do you produce something of quality? Meaning, when you wake up in the morning, and you can just be running around with your head cut off, and I call that being on other people's agenda, OPA. I know I'm big with acronyms. OPA, other people's agenda, that means when you wake up, you open up your inbox the first thing, and you start answering people's emails, and you're putting out people's fires, you're doing this, you're doing that. That's OPA. That's other people's agendas. I live in the real world. You need to do that at some point, but my friends, that can wait till later in the day. Use the best part of your brain cells for accomplishing tasks that matter, producing quality content, being productive. So within the Mastery Journal, I teach and guide you how to do just that. So productivity is key. Of course, there's still two more. I don't want to drone on too much here. So
no, it's okay.
What do you have to say about that?
I'm so excited. I want to know when it's going to come out.
So January 23rd of 2017, we're launching a Kickstarter campaign. So
awesome.
The books have been printed. They're done. They're ready. They're snug in a rug in our distribution center. So people that do pledge at certain levels are going to get a Mastery Journal right away. Otherwise, they'll be being shipped out in March of 2017.
Awesome. Awesome. There is so much to take away from you. There's so much to take away from the Freedom Journal. I know I'm kind of all over the place right now with the Freedom Journal into the Mastery Journal. If you were to give anyone a few tips from people that have gone through the Freedom Journal a couple times, what would you tell them? Any like particular points of information? And like I talk about on the podcast all the time, you know, Drone U is big on teaching from experience, you know. And by the way, I love the fact that you love acronyms, because when you get your drone license, which he's already fallen in love with flying, if you want to take it to that level, your level of acronyms is going to go sky high.
I can imagine. So. I'm an Army guy. I spent 8 years in the Army, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome. Wow. That's where that discipline probably comes from.
Yes. Which is the next one we'll get to in a little bit.
Okay. Well, so tell me some nuances for people who are going through this. What are some things that they should think about and consider before they get started?
I mean, first off, how amazing is the weather right now? It's just a breeze just came over. It's like 77 degrees right now. It is so perfect.
Yeah, Puerto Rico is amazing. Seriously, I can't even believe I'm here right now. I mean, you think about it, you're in the middle of the ocean.
In the middle of the ocean.
Yeah,
literally.
It's amazing. You can't see it, but the water is right behind us. I do have some background recording going on, so you can hear, they're like frogs and birds,
They're called Cokies.
Uh-huh.
And the reason why they're called Cokies is because if you listen, they actually sound like that. It goes, Koki? Koki?
Wow.
It's pretty cool.
It is really cool. I was wondering last night when we were at the hotel, and I'm like, what is that sound?
Yeah.
And they're like, well, it's kind of like a frog.
I'm yeah,
like,
it is what? A frog. It's a little frog. It's like that big.
That's so cool. So cool. So sorry, we got off track.
Oh, yeah,
Puerto
did.
Rico is beautiful. Weather is awesome. And that's what you get to enjoy when you actually become disciplined. I don't know if you were trying to line me up for that or not.
That
John,
works.
But, you know.
So let's move to the next principle of the Mastery Journal, which is discipline. And again, for me, that was probably the one of those three skills that I actually did have when I launched EO Fire because of the Army. Just hammered discipline in for 8 years. I learned discipline. I applied it to being an entrepreneur. Now, discipline, it's all about winning tomorrow today. So many people wake up in the morning and they don't know what to do because they haven't set the plan up yet. So they just try to fill that void with, you know, the little mindless tasks like checking your Facebook or going on Snapchat or your email inbox. If you win tomorrow today, meaning if tonight you write out your plan tomorrow and you are disciplined enough to execute that plan when you wake up. You have that step one through step nine, because that's what we have you do in the Master Journal. We have you win tomorrow today by writing down your 9-step morning routine. And hey, maybe it's 6, doesn't have to be 9, maybe it's 12. We have some extra space for you, but you create your morning routine the night before. And so you wake up disciplined, knowing that your plan of action is there, and you execute, period, on that, period. That's how you roll. So being disciplined is key, and if you have that step-by-step process to follow, you will win, and you won't get distracted and end the day by saying, I feel like I was busy all day, but like, what did I do? What did I do? And of course, that leaves us with focus, which we've already hit a couple times.
Yeah, no, that's so important. But one thing I've taken away from doing the Freedom Journal myself, and this was kind of a more of an emotional thing for me, is just like you said, at the end of the day, I feel like, you know, I got a lot done today.
Yeah.
Like, I really got the one thing done I needed to get done. I got the ancillary tasks done as well, because my mind was focused. You know, I was really in the moment and doing what I should be doing, what's relevant. So it honestly, John, I could sit here all day long and talk about the Freedom Journal, because I really do believe in it. It's worked for me. It's worked for a lot of the Drone U students. I know you guys are, a lot of you are getting involved in really doing a community-based Freedom Journal together as a group, as a collective. But so we've talked about the nuances. We've talked about the Mastery Journal. What am I missing here, John? I know, guys, if you want to get into John's brain, which is enormous, so packed full of information. I mean, this guy, you've interviewed, are you almost at 1,500?
I'm actually over 1,600 recorded.
Yeah. Recorded. Oh, yeah. Wow. You're like way far ahead. The email of, well, I'm really, you know, we're sold out for 2016. You were not kidding at all. That is awesome. So, all right, we've gone through it all. Any last words, any last suggestions, advice you want to give to them? And I didn't finish what I was saying because I have ADD so bad, but you've got to check out John's podcast to get in his brain to learn all of the things that he talks about. And, you know, what I love about this is that, again, you're teaching from experience, and the people that you have on have the experience.
Yeah.
They've worked this, so we know it works. And like I said to you off camera about an hour ago, and I said, you know, John, what you tell people is so right. It's so on par. It's worked for me. It's worked for other people. It's just having someone figure out that trigger point. It's having someone figure out, okay, now I'm going to go out, and now I'm going to go out and do my business. And so many people have difficulty with that, you know, trigger point. And I think the Freedom Journal is a great trigger point to get people to push forward through that normal daily routine that sucks. And I mean, we could create an acronym for that too, I'm sure, right?
Absolutely.
So any last thoughts on the Freedom Journal, suggestions, anything, John?
Well, number one, you've inspired me right now because of your community. So I'm just going to go ahead. We haven't even talked about this yet, but if you do decide that you want to pick up the Freedom Journal, on the checkout page, enter DRONE in the promo code, 5% off, done.
Wow.
Get it in your hands. That'll be an unlimited number for a certain amount of time. So
wow, thank you very much, John.
Yeah,
I appreciate
that a lot.
We really do.
But guys, the Freedom Journal is, it's all about you giving yourself the gift of accomplishing your number one goal. Because for so many people, you've had this one big domino that's been there, and you know it's been there, and it's been scary because it's big, and you know it's going to take time, energy, effort, maybe some money to knock it over, because that's what big goals are. But you also know that if you do knock it over, you're going to start a chain reaction of awesome, i.e. EO Fire. I launched it. Everything that's happened since then, creating Podcasters Paradise, the biggest podcast community in the world, you know, writing the Freedom Journal, the Mastery Journal, Webinar on Fire, doing courses, having JVs, you know, buying this house with the revenue generated from all of those things, all happened from knocking over that one big domino, which was, pretty cool effect, right?
Mm-hmm.
EO Fire, my podcast. So what's your one big domino? Give yourself the gift of accomplishing your number one goal in 100 days, and that's the Freedom Journal. You're going to start your chain reaction of awesome. And if I could just leave you guys with something, there's a lot of ways we could go, but I was kind of inspired by what we talked about earlier on my Facebook Live, is ILT, invest in yourself. That can be with something like the Freedom Journal. That could be with something like, you know, what Paul offers at Drone U. It could be like financially, but it doesn't have to be money. Invest in yourself with your time. Your time is valuable. So number one, I invest in yourself somehow, some way. Number two, with that investment of your time or your money or whatever, learn the content that you've just invested in. And then T, this is when you turn around and you teach. I did those INLs when it came to podcasting. I turned around and now I teach it. Paul did the same thing with drones. Now he turns around and he's adding more value and he's teaching it. So ILT, invest, learn, teach, and whatever it is that you're excited about, whatever it is you're passionate about, you know, learn from the master when it comes to drones, stand upon his shoulders. But this is key, find your unique angle within there. What are you gonna bring that's different to the world? For me, I wasn't the first podcaster, but I was the first daily podcaster interviewing successful entrepreneurs. That was my niche, that stood me apart from the crowd. What's your thing that's going to stand you apart? Focus on that. Dominate.
And on that bombshell, guys, that's going to do it for us today. John, thank you so much for coming on the show, man. It has been such a pleasure. We're here in Puerto Rico, and if you didn't think you could make money off of podcasting, you got to come out and see this house because, wow, it is incredible. It is like a Mediterranean oasis. We're not far from the ocean at all. We're in this beautiful community. John, you are the man. Thank you again, sir. Really do appreciate it. And guys, if you have a question, be sure to go to askdroneu.com and upload your question so that we can answer it here on the show. Anyway, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul. This is John, and you're listening to Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.